This is a moment to reflect on healing our hearts, as Elder Brent H. Nielsen teaches that Christ can restore us physically and spiritually.
In Mark chapter 2 of the New Testament, we find the Savior in Capernaum. Word of the Savior's healing power had spread throughout the land, and many people traveled to Capernaum to be healed by the Savior. There were so many gathered around the house where the Savior was located that there was no room for him to receive them all. Four men carried a man sick of the palsy to be healed by the Savior. They were unable to make their way through the crowd, and so they uncovered the roof of the house and lowered the man down to meet the Savior. As I read this account, I was surprised by what the Savior said as he met this man. "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." I thought that if I had been one of the four men who had carried this man, I might have said to the Savior, "We actually brought him here to be healed." I think the Savior might have replied, "I did heal him." Was it possible that I had not fully understood that the Savior's healing power was not just his ability to heal our bodies, but perhaps even more important, his ability to heal our hearts and the broken hearts of my family? The Savior taught an important lesson through this experience as he eventually physically healed the man. It became clear to me that his message was he could touch the eyes of those who were blind and they could see. He could touch the ears of those who were deaf and they could hear. He could touch the legs of those who could not walk and they could walk. He can heal our eyes and our ears and our legs, but most important of all, he can heal our hearts as he cleanses us from sin and lifts us through difficult trials. When the Savior appears to the people in the Book of Mormon after his resurrection, he again speaks of his healing power. The Nephites hear his voice from heaven saying, "Will ye not now return unto me and repent of your sins and be converted, that I may heal you?" Later the Savior teaches, "For ye know not but what they will return and repent, and come unto me with full purpose of heart, and I shall heal them." The Savior was not referring to a physical healing, but rather a spiritual healing of their souls.
That was an excerpt from Elder Brent H. Nielsen's talk, "Is There No Balm in Gilead?" This is a moment to reflect.